Iran and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condoning Ukraine's use of Western weapons in Russia has triggered a response by Russia's president. Reuters' Gabe Singer has more.
Russia's recent advances have triggered a debate in the West about what else it can do after giving Kyiv hundreds of billions of dollars in aid, weapons, and intelligence. The United States has so far not gone as far as some European allies. Here's U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday.
We're aware of the interest that President Zelensky has expressed in this regard. I would tell you that there's no change to our policy at this point. We don't encourage or enable the use of U.S.-supplied weapons to strike inside Russia.
Kremlin officials say Moscow's patience is wearing thin after repeated Ukrainian attacks on Russian cities, oil refineries, and, in recent days, even against elements of its nuclear early warning system.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. The Palestinian health minister, Majed Abu Ramadan, on Wednesday urged the United States to pressure Israel to open the Rafah crossing to humanitarian aid, saying there was no indication that Israel authorities would do so soon.
They have to press hard in order to open that. Closure is not affecting only personnel going in and out. Actually, there's no in, it's mainly out, because they want to expel everybody out. Perhaps this is the ultimate goal of the Israeli offensive.
Rafah was a major entry point for humanitarian relief before Israel stepped up its military offensive on the Gaza side of the border earlier this month and seized control of the crossing from the Palestinian side. The World Health Organization has said that its closure has significantly affected its ability to deliver essential medical supplies into the Gaza Strip. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia continues to hit Ukrainian towns and cities. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A 53-year-old